This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Many of us access the internet and the World Wide Web via Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi lets us into a fabulous world of shared knowledge and social interaction. On the flip side, it seems that Wi-Fi can look at us and perhaps even spy on us. It can even recognize moving humans on the other side of a wall. And this happens by examining not the content of the Wi-Fi signal, but its strength and timing. Now, the romantically inclined might think that we humans are beautifully evolved, perambulating entities of physical grace and enlightened consciousness. But as far as a Wi-Fi unit is concerned, we are just moving bags of meat, gristle and water that interfere with the signals that the Wi-Fi sends out and receives. By analysing these changes in signal, it's possible to even work out what sounds are coming out of people's mouths. Now, the folk who live in cities spend virtually every second of their day drenched in Wi-Fi. So, if we're constantly bathing in Wi-Fi, at least we should know some of its history. One of the earliest versions of Wi-Fi was AlohaNet in 1971, and it connected the Hawaiian Islands. But AlohaNet transmitted and received at much lower frequencies than we use today. It ran at millions of hertz rather than billions. An essential part of modern Wi-Fi was provided accidentally by Australian CSIRO scientists when they carried out, and I quote, "a failed experiment to detect exploding mini black holes the size of atoms," unquote. The CSIRO patents that mathematically allowed the Wi-Fi signal to be unsmeared were granted in 1992 and 1996, and have earned over $1 billion in royalties. A Wi-Fi unit is basically a radio transmitter and receiver. But unlike old-fashioned radio, which carried analog voice and music, Wi-Fi carries digital data. It allows access to the internet for computers, video game consoles, printers, smartphones, tablet computers, and so on. Today's Wi-Fi mostly works at frequencies of 2.4 and 5 gigahertz, which corresponds to wavelengths of 12 and 6 centimeters. Now, your hand is about 10 centimeters across, so you can see that these wavelengths are similar to dimensions that exist in the human body. Wi-Fi frequencies are close to those used in radar. Indeed, the radar community has been experimenting with looking through walls, for example, to rescue people trapped by a fire or a collapsed building. But until around 2010, the equipment used to do this was high-level military-grade gear, with a few gigahertz of bandwidth, that's heaps, a 2.4-metre-long antenna, that's large, and a huge power supply. However, around 2012, things changed dramatically when engineers were able to look through a wall with regular Wi-Fi equipment that used only a few tens of megahertz of bandwidth and was small enough to hold in your hand. Back in 2012, they needed two transmitting units, one on each side of the wall. They could look through a 15-centimetre hollow wall and distinguish if there were between none, one, two, or three moving people in a closed room. And furthermore, in the case of a single person sending gesture-based messages, they could decode all messages if the person was closer than 5 meters. However, the results were much worse in the case of analysing groups of people. After all, a human is not a single object, but a heap of different body parts, all of them moving in a loosely coupled way. For example, when you're walking, your torso or trunk might be moving at 1 meter per second, while your arms might be swinging back and forth at 2 meters per second. The Wi-Fi spy technology has advanced to picking up differences between up to half a dozen people standing in a room. In terms of detecting and identifying smaller body parts and their movements, the Wi-Fi systems are able to work out what keys your fingers are tapping on a keyboard and what movements and sounds your mouth is making. Just remember that this is all done by looking at the changing strength and timing of the Wi-Fi signal, not its content. The latest iteration of this Wi-Fi technology can identify different people by how they move. Mind you, many of these systems use modified Wi-Fi systems, and often at the very close range of a meter or so. But overall, the technology is geared to seeing what can be done with commercial off-the-shelf systems. So prepare for a world where your Wi-Fi could switch on various systems when you come home, let the dog out, or call for help if an elderly person falls and doesn't get up. But be aware that with the Wi-Fi spy looking in, we could be the last generation to have ever known privacy.
What does it mean? Why is it so?